for the purpose of education, review, critique, and encouragement, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents...
It's time for the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm your senior nerdling, WC Chronicles, and...
I'm the Jersey Junior Jokester, Jester Junior Nerdling. Let me tell you, last week I was so happy that we went to that lady Sandy's house.
Stacey.
It was Stacey, I'm sorry. That was the week before it was Sandy.
Yes.
Okay, I'm a little tired this week. But let me tell you, I'm sorry, but that was just incredible.
That was incredible.
If
you have not listened to our podcast, which we posted, it's already up. I found a person who was actually at Elvis's last concert. She was 6 years old. Her name is Stacey Lee. She was such an interesting person to talk to. And she actually has a little statue that she purchased.
Senior, it wasn't that little.
It was
a couple feet big
three and
in
a half,
there.
Four,
yeah, it was a nice statue.
And
the carving, it blew my mind. That's all I have to say.
But here's the thing, what was really cool about it is because I was looking at it, it's like that facial feature kind of looks like Lisa Marie, Elvis's daughter, or even Priscilla. And I took I sent it to Stacy. I took a picture of Lisa Marie, superimposed it right next to the statue, and sent it to her. And Stacy got back to me. She's like, that is uncanny.
Makes you wonder, what you discovered is unbelievable. That and the crab patty formula
you got. The
crab
patty secret, yeah.
But you're wondering, did Elvis actually see an image of his wife or his daughter? Who knows?
Or did he, because she doesn't have much background. She bought it at an auction at his Bel Air home and brought it here. So who knows? But it could have been commissioned, or it could have been something that just caught his attention that looked like Lisa Marie or Priscilla.
And who knows? Did he film Blue Hawaii, the movie, and this is what he did, you know, on time off, antiquing, or did he find it at somebody's house?
This is why we are the Better Nerdlings Podcast. I'm going to blow our horn. We have stories.
Wait a minute, do that again. That's pretty good.
That's the Tiffany.
Wow, he's pretty good on that.
A lot of people can't do that. But anyway, as I was saying, we have the stories that back up. We just don't have... There's other podcasts, which are cool that they do the nerd thing, but they just kind of sit there and give facts. It's like they're reading right from Wikipedia. We have the stories, the life experience that we share with you.
And we also travel. We come to you. If you can't get us, we'll do a live podcast
with
you. So... if you're interesting, like most of us nerdlings are, hit us up, call us, contact us, whatever, and maybe we can do a podcast on a subject
shinysquirrelpodcast@gmail.com, or you can catch it on Instagram, WCW_comedy, or just Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Leave us a note. I'm the one that runs it and checks it, So a few things to talk about before we
get... And he's not like that voicemail. He will get back to you.
I will get back to you, yeah. Kenny Baker, the actor who played R2-D2, just passed away. He was 81.
I don't even remember hearing this because I'm so not into anything anymore with news or anything, but that's really a little sad in a way because that was R2-D2.
Yeah, he was R2-D2, Kenny Baker. He would go to a lot of the Star Wars conventions for autograph sessions. He's going to be missed. I think they should have a royal burial for him, Star Wars style.
Yes, and you know what? Maybe they can actually bury him, this is a little fucked up, I'm going to say it, in a coffin, R2-D2, or actually maybe one of the things.
You know, it's going to be something that Family Guy is going to get hold of.
Yeah,
But in good fun taste, you know?
Oh my gosh, but the sad part about him passing away is, if you're not a nerdling and grew up in the 70s, how can you forget R2-D2?
Yeah, he's like iconic as much as a Ferrari.
The coolest robot ever.
Yeah.
Robot droid, I'm sorry, ever.
So it's sad, but you know, hey, he lived 81. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So other thing is, I got a story to tell.
Oh, I love this.
I told you that we are the Better Nerdlings Podcast, because we bring stories and life experience, and you can... I don't want to say our listeners can live vicariously through us, but it's kind of like storytelling. That's what it is, and then what goes on.
It's the old radio days. Now that the economy, who knows what's going on, bad or good? Stay home, listen to our podcast, listen in your car.
Yeah, definitely. But so I don't normally talk about my day job of employment.
What is your day job of employment?
I'm an artist. I'm a furniture repair artisan. I basically fix furniture.
Slash don't forget consultant too, because consultant, you get a yes. lot of calls to go out and do estimates
Nicolas
and
Cage,
stuff. Yeah.
Been to Nicolas Cage's home, been to a few other
well-known
celebrities. The list is, but anyway, my consultant for this day was Homeland Security.
Oh wow.
You're going to love this story, okay? But with a grain of salt.
The TSA, right?
No, Homeland Security. Oh. TSA does the airport thing. Oh, okay. But I'm glad you bring that up, okay? So there's a new Homeland Security down towards Fremont Street. Big five-story glass building right across from the other federal building. They had some damaged furniture. I got hired to go down, touch up a desk, and touch up a credenza. This was last Wednesday. So I get down there, and I know in the back of my mind, Homeland Security, it's like TSA or the Border Guards. Behave yourself. You don't say wrong things. You know, they don't have a sense of humor. No sense of humor. No sense of humor. None.
None.
So I get there, and on the street, it's on a one-way street. There's no cars out. It's pretty light. You got to go through these double doors, and they got the metal detector there.
Really? You actually get wanded? Wanded?
Well, wanded if you want to, I guess, or you walk through it.
Yeah.
So I don't have my tools with me, so I go, there's two rent-a-cops there. That's all. I call the person who's I'm contacting to come down in the lobby, and then it's going to take me up to where the damaged furniture is. Nice lady comes down, takes me up to the third floor. We go to a conference room. There's this big conference room table, holds about probably 14 people, and this big old Homeland Security logo up on the wall, about the size of a manhole cover.
Wow.
Way in the back of my mind, I am thinking, yeah, this building is probably video and audio surveillance.
And probably terrorist proof with all kinds of crazy glass. And, you know, yes. If something happens, like there'll be a tank or like the helicopter, something yep. like out of the movies. Wow.
Well, let's say I kind of happened to it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so this lady shows me this conference table, which has nothing to do. They're replacing that. The manufacturing company is replacing that. And so I'm not working on that, but she doesn't know where this desk in said credenza is, okay? But the company had sent me a little floor plan map of where it is, okay? So I'm trying to look at this on my tiny little smartphone, you know, about the size of your palm. This is like an 8x11 piece of paper squished down. Oh, I tell you. So I said to the lady, I go, let me open this PDF file. And you know when you put your fingers down on your screen and you zoom in, or you expand the file, I should have chose better words. The words I chose to use to say were, let me blow this up.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, I shouldn't have probably said that, okay? I'm in reference to making the picture bigger, zooming down in. So she didn't say anything to me about saying that, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I shouldn't have said that, okay?
Because you know they got all kinds of high-tech listening devices.
Yes, like the casinos
now,
here.
Now you're probably on a super secretive watch list.
Well,
hey, here comes the furniture repair guy. Yeah,
well,
may not be him.
Well, what's funny is I had to go through a background check just to get on the premises to go through to do this.
Wow.
So I tell her, we finally find the desk, we find the credenza. I explain I park about not a mile, but maybe a good solid block and a half away. So I go say, I gotta go get my tools. It's gonna take two trips. So I get back downstairs to the lobby, okay? There are now about 11 security officers of Homeland Security swarming the lobby right now, okay?
Wow.
I don't know if I did this. Not asking, I don't wanna know. I just very politely, nicest way possible, to go up to them. I go, yep, you know, then the lady's still there with me, so I got her backing me up on this. I got two trips I got to make. The guy says, well, go get your tools, bring them back, set them here. Get your second trip, we'll wand you through and all this other stuff. So I go and get all my stuff. And here's the thing. They were on some kind of security thing. I heard the word soft.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what they were doing. They were making people, they're going, get out, one at a time come in, stay out beyond the double doors.
Wow.
So I go get my first trip, bring my tools back, make the second trip, go get my tools, have no problem getting in, hour and a half, I do my job. Oh yeah, not on the street, there are now three Homeland Security vehicles parked.
Wow.
Okay. So I do the repairs, everything's completed. I go take my first step of tools down to the lobby, go bring in the second set down, usher it to the car, come back, get my second set of tools, heading back. So I don't know if all this Shanghai that's going on is my fault for saying the words blow this up, okay?
Wow.
I get back to my car. Now, I don't normally start my car. I normally put my tools in, then get in the car, and then start it. I had just one of my toolbox totes. I figure it's hot out. I'm going to start it. It's going to be 30 seconds. Then I'll be out of here. Start it. Put my tool tote in. Get in the car. Seatbelt. Getting ready to kind of, you know, how you get yourself situated and everything. Phone here. Wallet there. I look in the mirror. Now, I'm about two-thirds of the way down on the sidewalk. I look in my rearview mirror, and I swear, I kid you not, in the midst of the crosswalk coming across are two men in black.
Oh, wow.
They are real. I'm talking like in the movies. Dark, I'm thinking, you know, one's talking on a cell phone, and they're walking at a pretty good gait.
Wow.
And my first thought is, these aren't the Blues Brothers.
Oh, no. Wow.
So I'm just like, I say to myself, that's it, time to go. Look and make sure traffic was clear. Zoom, I'm gone.
You might have set off some secretive listening device and they were looking at you.
Yeah.
That's what I have to think. Wow.
Well, I told the story to Grandma, and she has worked security in police departments and stuff, and she's like, yep, you sure did set something off there.
Wow.
You put something in motion that you weren't supposed
to.
So when in a government building, if you have to expand or zoom in on a PDF file, do not use the words blow this up.
You say, I'm going to make this bigger.
I'm going to make this bigger.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm a little uneducated in that thing because, hey, they might have, you know, you have to check your car. You could actually be bugged now. Who knows? They could be following you around.
Yeah.
In today's society?
You never
wouldn't
know.
Surprise me.
I think it's just funny, we'll see how long that clean background check lasts,
Oh, they want you in there more. They might keep an eye on you and say, hey, what are you up to? From Oregon? Okay. Who knows?
So that was my little occurrence with Homeland Security. It's one of those things that happens like, life is boring. Nothing's ever going to happen.
Life's not that boring.
No, it'll come find you when you least expect it.
If you have a problem with them, they can lock you anywhere for as limited...
They can.
Unlimited time.
Yeah.
Because it comes to national security. You got to be careful. They'll just put you somewhere in the middle of nowhere and just that's it.
So if I disappear, keep the podcast going in my name.
We will bring back Elvis, too, with the podcast. We'll have a very... highly explosive podcast.
Highly explosive podcast. So, coming live after this podcast is the one we did before Stacy Lee with Sandy Anderson, Dolly Parton tribute artist.
That was...
She was so much fun.
Tribute star.
Tribute star. I got it wrong. Yeah, you've coined that phrase.
Yes, because they put their life into... becoming a star and a tribute. That's what they've dedicated a lot of time into it. Now listen, she had a whole Dolly Parton room with wigs.
Oh, it was so fun. She goes, would you like to see the Dolly room now?
Oh, that was awesome. And then, you know, all the different outfits she had and the time she puts into it and doing four sessions
and
with Dolly
Parton.
Her backstory,
she was a Disneyland Imagineer before she got into the Dolly Parton impersonation.
It's amazing.
Star
thing. It's really amazing.
She was a great person
even
to
with,
have on.
Even with Stacy, just going through that was incredible. And it's just like that, and Sandy, and Dodgy, Dan the Man. I mean, all of our guests we've had on are A+. You know,
A+.
I wish I could just have our own Shiny Squirrel Podcast Hall of Fame.
That would be cool. Yeah. Maybe someday.
Digitally. Yeah, digitally. I like that. Digitally. I don't know, though. You might can't use those words. Blow it up because you might actually be in a room somewhere. Everybody's saying, where the hell did Wayne disappear to?
Yeah.
Did he go to Area 51? Did he get beamed up by an alien?
I would love to go to Area 50. Go to the town called Rachel, which is the last town you can go to before you get to the border of Area 51.
The way you work with the TSA and stuff, I'll stay right here, my little thing, because I don't want to get sucked up with you in a situation I don't need.
Then I won't talk about, I have a real, off podcast, I tell you, but I have a real, let's just leave it at that.
Yes,
okay?
Leave it at that.
Because we got other stories to get into, because we have had a big bust mount in a listenership from France.
Now, I don't get this, France. I understand
I don't know.
But there's something over there with the French. The French, we love you.
Yeah.
Except We need more French fries, French toast. We need a lot of different French stuff. The Can-Can. I love the Can-Can.
French grilled.
Yeah.
Brigitte Bardot.
Yes.
You can't go wrong with that one. That was the best thing that ever happened out of France.
French onion soup.
Yeah. But the French, it's unknown. The French love Jerry Lewis. They have honored him with like honorary degree of status citizenship.
Wow.
You know? So what we're doing in this podcast is basically a Jerry Lewis Uniquities number one. It's getting a number because if we get a big turnout from France, who knows?
We gotta
live up to it.
Gotta live up to it and beyond because it's Jerry Lewis, one of comedy's early geniuses.
Yeah, because the number of people who have been influenced by Jerry Lewis, okay? First one that comes to my mind is Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants. I mean, come on. You can't figure that out. M.E.K. And then
Dean Martin, his partner. Those two guys were incredible
together all the time.
In the movies.
We're just like we're a few blocks over from Dean Martin Avenue, you know. And then, I mean, the list. Adam Sandler also influenced a lot by Jerry Lewis.
You better edit that out. He's got his own podcast that we're trying
to get on.
Yeah. Adam Sandler, the actor?
Adam Sandler has his own podcast?
You said that he has a network.
I didn't know. No, that's Adam Carolla.
Oh, Adam Carolla. Oh, okay. Well, Adam Sandler, the actor.
Adam Sandler is a lot of influence by Jerry Lewis.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I have a cousin, Roy, that looks like Adam Sandler, except Roy's got less hair on the top of his head. So if you're not listening, Roy, I said it.
You know, it's funny you talk about that because after I went back for a vacation, back to see my folks in several weeks ago, I was able to see some of my old friends from grade school. They're probably some of my best friends from grade school. And what's funny is every one of them, three of them, they're all having a little bit of baldness pattern going on, losing hair. I'm the only one still with a full head of hair.
That's pretty good. I had a banging July 4th myself. I saw a girl from high school named Trisha, and it was great seeing her. And another treasure trove of Vegas. Everybody comes here, live so close, jump on a bus, cab, drive up to the strip. You could see somebody you haven't seen in a long time, get a drink. And you go home right away. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
When you think about it, we live in an international city.
We do.
But now getting back into international, Jerry Lewis, worldwide.
Jerry Lewis. I can remember when the first time I saw Jerry Lewis, I was maybe 4 or 5 years old. It was on TV, The Nutty Professor.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Was it in color or black and white?
I think it was in black and white.
Okay. Because I remember his earlier stuff before they had the color or whatever it was. It was the black and white. I like that stuff the best.
Because Jerry Lewis influenced you. It was okay. The next day at school, every first grader is running around going, blah, hey, lady, blah, blah. Drove the playground teacher nuts.
Wow.
I think we were banned from doing Jerry Lewis in the class, but you could imitate Jerry Lewis out on the playground. Blah, the lady. It was that coin amount of, hey, it's okay to do that. Act like an adult and do that. So here's our first Uniquities that I've pulled up. This is from 1961. This is the Ed Sullivan Show. Jerry Lewis doing some stand-up comedy.
Wow.
You're going to like this. Here we go.
Apples and pears are fruit of the loom. Apples and peaches and pears are fruit of the loom. With too many fruits, there'll be no room on the loom. My son said, oh dad, I am so glad I've a dad.
Can the band hear me all right? You're coming through beautifully.
buffalo roam, and I'll show you a dirty house.
I'll show you where the buffalo roam, and I'll show you a dirty home.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's funny about that? I remember the Fruit of the Loom commercials. Remember
them?
Yeah,
I do.
Guys dressed up as fruit, and then they're coming off your underwear tag. Come on. I am a nerd. Oh, my gosh.
So, Jerry Lewis's real name is Joseph Levitch. L-E-V-I-T-C-H. Pronounce it yourself.
You think he's Jewish?
I think so, but did you know he was born in Newark, New Jersey? You got a connection to Newark.
Can I tell you something? The good thing about that, that's North Jersey. A lot of solid entertainers come out of Jersey because it's just so much you have to deal with in life that you're just like, whatever, and just keep going.
Yeah.
Wow, Newark. That Newark Airport.
He was born March 16th, 1926.
Wow.
No wonder he's still... I mean, I'm glad he's still with us, you know.
He's 100 years... No.
No, probably like 89, 90.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't look at his website, but he still has some kind of touring comedy show where he sits down and does some storytelling.
Plus.
Probably, yeah.
Because this is 2016, right?
Right. 90.
90 years old.
90 years old. Good deduction. I didn't think of doing that. So... He, like, that little thing he did right there on the Ed Sullivan Show, it's just that, he was just doing that with a guitar and just making it up.
I got a role for you.
Let's
hear
it.
If you ever have a Jerry Lewis movie, you can do
Lady.
They did. And Sean, the guy from Will and Grace.
Oh, really? He played it?
He played Jerry Lewis. It was like a documentary
or
a docudrama they did of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis and their partnership together, you know.
I heard they were very mad at each other for times. They would, like, fight.
They never reunited. They never buried
the
hatchet.
They were great on stage, but they used to fight cats and dogs. I don't know if it was over.
Jerry said that he was getting tired of Dean's drinking all the time.
Yeah.
And I can see where that can put a trench.
A little
stress on his working relationship like that. But I just, seeing that was like the start of when, hey, an adult is doing this. I am 6 years old. I am allowed to do that too.
That's cool.
So speaking of Dean Martin, our next uniquities is comes from the Colgate Comedy Hour from 1955.
Wow.
This is the very serious Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis singing the song Side by Side.
Oh, I like this.
You're gonna like this.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money.
And maybe we're ragged and funny.
But we'll travel along.
Singing a song side by side.
We don't know what's coming tomorrow.
And maybe it's trouble and sorrow.
But we'll travel the road.
Sharing our load side by side.
Through all kinds of weather.
Weather.
What if that rain should fall?
Sky, we would be together. It doesn't matter at all.
Oh, when we've had our quarrels and parted.
We'll be the same as we started.
Just a-traveling along.
And singing a song. Side by side. You know, I like that. To sing together a number where you sing a word and I sing a word. It's like in show business real. Can we sing more of that?
Want to do it under the chorus?
Yeah, let's sing some more. Right. I like that a lot.
All the road gets a little bit bumpy.
And our nerves get a little bit jumpy.
We beef and complain.
But we remain side by side. There are times when his smile ain't so sunny.
Times when his fun isn't funny.
So we fuss and we pout.
But still we come out.
Side by side.
Life can be demanding.
Life isn't always play.
We reached an understanding.
It's gotta be his way.
Parted us neatly.
But we have fooled them completely.
Had us both on a shelf.
Look for yourself. Side by side.
Like Popsy and
my diva.
Tell the teeny boy, tell
we'll
it.
Always roll along.
We had our own Geneva.
Yes, sir.
He admitted that I was wrong.
Please allow us to sum up.
If ever a problem should come up,
we'll fight like before.
But after the war,
sigh,
bye, sigh.
Oh my gosh, we were just commenting on, you know, why Sesame Street probably never did a character based on Jerry Lewis's childlike antics that he brings into the adult world. And I said, probably because they didn't want to get letters from moms and dads.
Yeah, because I think there'd be a lot of mess of spilt milk and cookies.
Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, A, B, C, you know.
Oh my God.
So I like that side-by-side thing. That was pretty cool. So, I mean, I have to admit, Jerry Lewis, deep down in my soul, that's when he probably was realizing, or I could realize, I could do different things with my voice.
That's pretty incredible.
Use your voice as like an instrument, like what I used to teach in improv.
Yeah.
Okay? And when I was in kindergarten, I love saying it, kindergarten, because people say, kindergarten? You said no. I just like saying it that way wrong. When I was in kindergarten, We learned as a class this song called Sing a Song.
Sing a song.
It was a hit for the Carpenters.
Yeah.
Okay. My parents used to let me watch the beginning of Sonny and Cher. And then even when Sonny and Cher was canceled and then Cher was given her own show, they always let me watch the first 5 or 10 minutes of it and then it was off to bed.
Oh, wow.
Well, there was a time that Jerry Lewis paid a visit to Cher. Okay.
That's incredible.
And it's really funny because he was the guest. He came out and just gave her a hard time. And then they start to break out in a song.
Oh, wow.
A particular song that I was just talking about. So here we go.
I wanted to ask you some questions also, okay?
All right.
And we got to have fun like that.
Okay.
That's my first question. Now, it's kind of personal.
All right.
All right. Now, the question is this. Are you annoyed at any time if someone would go,
No, I can't say that it does.
Okay. Now, is it true that you have a Black & Decker beauty kit? Okay. Now, let me... This is a very good one. Do you know why they tie off the umbilical cord on a baby when a baby's born?
Of course I do, but
no,
that's...
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You want me to tell you why they do that?
No,
that's
but
so
no,
the
you're...
baby don't go... Would you let Marty Allen use your bathroom?
No!
It's on the 6 o'clock news. Do you think Walter Cronkite is wearing pants? Now, if the band will join me, I'd like to take a bath. One, and a two, and a dum da da dum 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 da da dee da da.
Sing a song.
Okay.
The only thing I have to say about that is, I'll tell you what, that was definitely in the 70s because Cher had that attitude, had her hair, nobody cared.
Yeah,
she just stood
she was
against
bigger
them
than
all.
Life.
Yeah, thank you,
except,
exactly.
Except up against Jerry Lewis,
yeah.
She can't stand it.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's just like, she actually went along with him. She's cool, man, that was good.
Yeah.
He annoyed the shit out of her, but she just played it cool.
Well, here's the funny thing. The trouble I got in when I went back to school and we started rehearsing that song again, I was like, hey, if that guy Jerry Lewis can do it, it must be okay for me. I can do it. So we start to sing that song and it gets to the chorus and I decide, sing a song,
oh, wow.
Make a... And I got in, I let's just say I got reprimanded and said, don't sing like Jerry Lewis again, okay?
Did you still go out on the playground and sing like him?
I think every kid did that.
But at least you got even school. He went on the playground and did it, so you couldn't stop him on his break time.
Can't stop me there, because it's just a good influence all around, you know? Because he brings that childlike innocence forward. He puts it out there in front. It's not back in his back pocket. It's not off to the side. It's right there in your face that it's okay to do that.
Wasn't he in a movie where he was a soldier too, I think, right?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because did you look at my notes?
No, I just remember his movies. I like Jerry Lewis.
This
because
is perfect.
I like to watch, growing up in Jersey, I used to watch a lot of TV on Channel 11, PIX.
Yeah.
And they used to have a lot of older movies. They had The Honeymooners. We used to see Jerry Lewis, Dean Martin stuff all the time.
All the time.
Every Sunday. This was what it was.
It was like a tradition with the monster movies,
exactly.
Godzilla movies, right there.
Exactly.
One or the other first.
That was on Channel 9, a lot of them.
You mentioned that because here it is from 1950, 51. It was the movie that he did called At War with the Army.
Wow, I remember that.
You remember
him
that?
Him marching in line and stuff and his crazy comedy. Oh, man.
This comes from a vinyl 45. This is the A-side. This is a song called The Navy Gets the Gravy and the Army Gets the Beans.
All right.
Now,
I like this.
I got to tell you, this song got in my head so many times that the only way I could get it out was play the B-side, which we will do after this. So first, here it is. It's going to get in your head. The Navy Gets the Gravy and the Army Gets the Beans.
Navy, they get steak, caviar, and whipped cream cake. They have fancy cooks who know what cooking means. In the Army, we get mess, and it really is a mess. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Send a salami to your boy in the Army. Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Navy service is ideal. Printed menus every meal. And they decorate your plate with parsley green. In the Army, we get chow that you wouldn't feed a chow. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans,
beautiful beans,
beans,
beans, gorgeous beans, 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 succulent beans, beans. Send the bologna, cause I'm skinny and bony. Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 nothing but beans.
Loving those beans, hugging those beans, know what it means. Mommy, I love ya. Nothing but beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Oh, it seems bell-bottom pants are conducive to romance. They are wined and dined and loved by movie queens. But you wear a khaki frame and you get a wacky dame. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
You can grab a Marine and you show him a bean. He says, what does it mean that I never have seen? So you grab a civilian and one in a million can identify. So I say to you, why do we gotta have beans?
Beans.
Multiple beans, quadricant beans, succulent beans, nothing but beans. Beans! Nothing but beans!
Okay.
Wow.
Is that all just wow?
Wow. That's it. Wow. That is like a good old-fashioned bean roast. Like kidney beans, pinto beans, lima beans.
I got to say, it's almost...
Jelly beans.
It's a kid's record.
Yeah.
Because it's only 2 minutes long, and you could probably repeat it over and over and over and over.
Wow. That's something like... kindergarten or preschool.
Yeah.
Beans, eat your beans.
Yeah.
Not beans, beans, the more you eat, more you fart, the better you fart, the more you feel your heart.
Because he kind of stops right there, a few words, and you got the wah-wah trumpet going on.
Oh my God.
As I was putting this together, I found myself singing that while I'm driving, okay? But there's only one way to get that song out of your head, I realize, and that is to play the B-side of this.
On the B-side?
This is a song called Pa-Pa-Pa-Pa-Pa-Polka. So here we are, Jerry Lewis B-side, Pa-Pa-Pa-Pa-Polka.
Do the Pa-Pa-Pa-Pa-Polka, it is Pa-Pa-Paradise. And you gotta dance it, cause it's so, so nice. All the pa-pa-pa-pa people have a ta-ta-ta-ta time. With the pa-pa-pa-pa polka, how the spirits ca-ca-climb. They swing, swing, ring, swing, ring, swing, ring around the pa-pa-pa-pa floor. Then ting-ting-a-ling-ting-a-ling goes a band with a yell for mama more. You love it, and your pa-pa partner too, cause the pa-pa-pa-pa polka is that da-da dance for you.
Okay, did that get the Navy gets the gravy and the Army gets the beans song out of your head?
Yeah, in a good and a bad way, because my grandmother is Polish. She used to love polka, so I remember seeing on her nightstand, or, you know, like in the living room, polka, Christmas polka, Polish polka, French polka. I mean, I don't know.
Well, my grandma was, besides Liberace, my grandma loved Lawrence Welk.
Oh.
You know, everybody
between that
polka.
And the polka, you must have had an what was the goat's name? Cheese or something?
The goat's Spunky?
Yeah.
Spunky,
oh,
yes.
Yeah. No wonder why you bring those cards home, give them to your mother. There's underlying, you have underlying issues as a child. You know what I'm saying? That's why you say, Mom, I'm going to get you one way or the other.
That's why we're good nerdlings, because we bring...
Listen.
We just don't back it up with facts. We let the stories to go with it.
This is what Wayne does, or a senior does. He goes, they snap these cards. I got to
tell it.
Of naked women for clubs on Vegas Strip. They snap this, that. Like, mostly people, they have orgasms on their shirt, blah, 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 whatever. It is what it is.
It's like baseball cards with scantily clad women.
Wayne sticks them in all these positions at his mother's house. He said he did one and where their garden is. She looked like a month, 2 months later. Yeah. He has all these pictures. I imagine you with the fucking coffee cup. Your mom goes like, oh, Wayne, for Christ's sake. Why? And I'm being nice when I say it like that.
I get yelled at.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could imagine months later, you come back, oh, Mom didn't find this one. Oh, you know, looking like you got to be kidding me, Wayne.
Some of these videos that you're talking about are up on our Instagram.
Oh, you have to look at these.
Them,
Oh, yeah. There's a real funny one about racing a bail truck. You got to see that. You got to watch that one.
I can repost those.
I would repost that one. That and you going to see Mork and Mindy's house are priceless.
Well, you know what? One thing we didn't do with Stacy Lee is I'd never brought up when I dressed up like Elvis.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And went into the Tigard post office dressed as Elvis to buy a post Elvis stamp.
Oh, wow. That would have been cool. Well, you have videos on that?
I have videos on that.
Got to put that up, too.
It's always good. That's one of my cards. We're here in Vegas. Hey, it's one of the cards you hold and keep.
Today's the 15th, right? When did Elvis pass away?
It was the... I don't have my Elvis notes with me. So you'll have to go listen to the podcast.
Yeah, listen to the podcast about that. But wow, yeah.
But my mom has this really neat decorative shelf of these. They look like little cards of porcelain of Gone with the Wind.
Oh.
There's about a dozen of them. It's like one of these collector things.
Don't tell me you broke one.
No.
I was going to say.
I put about three or four of the nudie cards on there, and about a month goes by after I've left. I call and talk to her, and she goes, oh, if you were here, I'd beat you. I play, and I said, what are you talking about? Those damn cards on up on my Gone with the Wind display.
Oh, my God. Now, I thought maybe you broke when I put the statue on, and that's why you got yelled at. Them damn cards you broke. You broke Cary Grant's penis or something.
That is a funny idea. Take one, photocopy it, put it on some broken glass, and then put it up there and then let her find
it. Oh, I think that'd be hilarious.
Oh, I'd get yelled at.
Yeah, that'd be funny. It's a good thing you're a long way from here.
Yeah.
I'd beat your ass with a broom, Wayne. You deserve it.
That's why my mom is the best mom in the world, because the sense of humor comes from her.
Wow.
So, anyway, this is for you, France. This is our Jerry Lewis Uniquities number one podcast. We'll see if it's going to be a number two or not.
Oh, there's going to definitely be another two. How can you go when you do that, whatever, the ladies? That's good. Hit that again.
The ladies.
Yeah. Hello, ladies.
Lady. Oh, jeez. Oh, I mean, my God. Lady got big things I want to look at, but I can't touch. Oh, so confusing. Hormones.
I think that's awesome. If you can do that and turn around, you know what you should do? You should dress up like in your Elvis costume when we go back to Stacy's house and turn around and say, hey, baby, that's my statue. You took it. I've been looking for that.
Hi, lady, with nice balloons. Oh, my gosh, it reminds me of a town in Cleveland, Cleveland, Ohio.
I think that's enough of that.
August 15th, mid-August 2016 summer podcast. Pod, podcast. We love it. Push.